Well, it's time now for the Hiawatha Redhawk Coaches Show here on KNZA as the Hiawatha Coaches Show with head coach Wyatt Giroux here today. And, Coach, you had a Big East matchup, the first Big East matchup for both Royal Valley and Hiawatha this past Friday night, a tough road test, taking on a pretty solid, pretty large and physical Royal Valley team and come up just a little bit short. What did you see out of your team on Friday night?
I saw that we could execute our offense and our defense at times. We just have to be more consistent and got to play four quarters of football.
Gotcha. Anything in particular stand out to you that maybe you want to maybe work on a little bit more and maybe look to use going forward?
We stressed ball security being an option offense, but we had too many fumbled snaps and put the ball on the grass too many times. And, I mean, going up to the game, we talked a lot about penalties and that was a focus this week. And even the refs told us the same thing. And, I mean, we just didn't do a very good job. So,
yeah.
Again, that's on us and the team. And so we got to do a better job at that.
Gotcha. Let's talk about some positives. Anyone stand out to you on Friday night, offense or defense, either way?
Yeah, a few kids. Lane Kessler played 99% of the snaps. Offense and defensive line did a great job. Connor Kettler came back from injury, did a good job. We had a lot of kids that I thought did get some good stuff. So there is some bright spots that we can build from. And, I mean, our quarterback didn't play much quarterback last year. Brayden Newell, and I thought at times he did good. And then Gus Smith, I mean, he's been banged up, and I thought he did good. So I think there are some bright spots.
Very good. Well, you got that first one out of the way, which gets you set for week number two. We'll talk about that with Coach Giroux coming up here after this quick break here on the Hiawatha Redhawk Coaches Show. All right, we're back here on the Hiawatha Redhawk locker room chat with first-year head coach Wyatt Giroux. And, Coach, you know, Marysville this last week kind of shocked the state almost and knocked off Nemaha Central. Talking to a few people about that game, it sounds like Nemaha Central really had plenty of opportunities to potentially win that game, but Marysville was able to hold off and get the win there on the road in Seneca. But coming into this game here in week number two, Marysville is going to be riding high. How are you guys preparing for that going into this second road game to start the season?
We definitely watching lots of film. We're kind of using it as motivation every week. The kids know it. We know it that, I mean, no one's going to pick us to win a game. So, trying to have them feel no pressure. But Marysville's a really good team. So we're just watching lots of film and going over, trying to make a really good game plan.
Yeah, watching the Nemaha Central Marysville game, their quarterback, Otat, obviously kind of the key, both offensively and defense for them, for sure. But also pretty decent-sized offensive line on defense as well. So it kind of comes back to the same thing you had with Royal Valley, and that's being able to control the line of scrimmage this week.
Yeah, we feel like, Marysville and us, we kind of look similar. Our offensive and defensive line is good size. Their quarterback is a little bit faster than what we're probably going to be used to all year. But they have good skill guys, and I feel like we have good skill guys. And, our scheme is pretty much the same. So I think what we've been saying is whoever can play four quarters and make the least amount of mistakes, I think will be successful.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, it's a big game. You were at Marysville last year, had them at Hiawatha. Last year just the one win. And you talk about maybe not being picked to play any of these games. So what's your take though? You look at this last first week, and the Big East, all the teams you had. Holton Sabetha was a one score game. Rossville, Silver Lake a one score game. Things are looking to be this year. There could be a lot of really close games, and I think you guys, like you said, have a chance to be in any of these games. Would you agree?
I do agree. This is this is definitely a really, really, really competitive league, and I saw that before I took this job, and all the talk about the two leagues combining into the Big East, and being around our kids, and just trying to figure out, you know, the right lineup with kids coming back from injuries, not have a lot of experience, a new system, you know, new standards, and trying to build a culture. And so it has been kind of frustrating, but it's been great, and these kids are working hard, and we look forward to it on Friday.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Coach Drew, we appreciate the time here as always. Continue to, what is it, burn the ship? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You betcha. We'll be checking in with him again next week. Again, the Hiawatha Coaches Show brought to you here on Kansaland Radio on the MSC Sports Radio Network by Carl's Body Shop, Citizens Bank and Trust, and also Hiawatha Implement.